WMUCFM College Park. That was Starship Troopers, the live version from the Yes Songs album. Sebastian, you've heard that before?
I think so.
You've heard the studio version, but
The studio version, yeah.
But maybe not the super duper live version.
No.
Okay. Next up, Blue Cheer with Summertime Blues. We all got the summertime blues.
Lord, I got to raise a fuss. Lord, I got to raise a holler. What am I gonna do? Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mama, papa told me, son, you got to make some money. Well, if you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, Lord, I didn't go to work. I told the boss I was sick, said. What am I gonna do? Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I've got to take 3 weeks. I've got to help up on vacation. I've got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, niggas, boy. What am I gonna do? Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Date with Danger. A play-safe educational film presented in cooperation with your local school board. Now, Dr. Ernest Ranchman, M.D.
Hello, boys and girls, and parents and teachers who use them. You know, one does not always know what one is letting oneself in for when one entertains a member of one's opposite sex. as illustrated by the old fable of the pig and the poke. I know from experience that children these days have problems just like real people. Grown-ups understand this, and youngsters sometimes get confused by strange and disgusting urges, which are a normal part of growing up. But if these problems are handled by the child with intelligence and frequent hip baths, then there will be no necessity for expensive and humiliating medical treatment later on in life. Take the case of little Gary Brewster. Let me put that another way. Take the example of little Gary Brewster. He's captain of the football team, lieutenant of the debating squad, and sergeant-at-arms for the Cashmere Sweater Club. Let's join Gary, won't we? He's at the Hamilton High Sock Hop.
Girly Burberry, sure is a swell dance, huh?
Yeah, Gary. It's all Reed, Gary.
Thanks, Burberry. You're okay, too. So okay that sometimes it's hard to express my emotions in words, you know?
I know.
Gary, let me talk to you for a moment.
I can't now, Spike. I got my arm around my girlfriend, Burberry.
Let her rest, Daddy-O. This is important, man.
It's all right, Gary. I'll go help with the punch.
Well, okay. I'll see you a little later, Burberry.
Hey, Gary, man. Stinky and I want to let you in on something groovy.
Yeah, go ahead, Spike. Tell him.
We got bubbles in the parking lot.
Well, why don't you take a seltzer product?
Man, are you from Squaresville? Hey, Stinky, can you believe that? Tell our oblong friend about bubbles.
She's fast. She's loose. She puts out. She pulls in.
Stinky, tell him the good part.
Oh, yeah. She goes all the way.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in love with Burberry, and besides, I might get a venereal disease, and it could ruin my chances.
Oh, I dated Bubbles 100 times, and look at me.
What's the matter, man? You chicken?
Chicky, chicky, cock-a-doodle-doo!
Hey, wait a second. I am not chicken to do anything.
Well, why don't you go out and see Bubbles?
Well, because nobody's dared me.
We dare you.
All right, take me to her. But I have to get back here to take Burberry home.
Don't worry, man. Everything will be the coolest.
Young Gary yielded to temptation in the back seat of a blue sedan and lost a part of his youth that he can never get back, as well as $5 he won't see again. What did he gain from this? A sick heart, a heavy conscience, and the nickname Tiny. The seed of Satan had given bloom to the lotus of lust. Later on that same evening,
well, Burberry, I guess this is good night.
Yeah, Gary. There's just one thing. Something happened at the dance, didn't it?
Well,
you were with Bubbles, weren't you?
I...
Joanne said she saw you in the parking lot, didn't she?
No, Burberry. Don't jump to any tasty conclusions. You're my girl.
Gary, when we fell in love, do you remember that we signed that agreement that we would never lie to each other?
Sure, I remember it. What about it?
Well, I don't think you're telling the truth about Bubbles.
All right, I was with Bubbles. But it was different. It felt good, but it was ugly. It was kind of fun, but it was so ugly. Well, sure, it was exciting. Well, maybe it wasn't that ugly.
Gary, have you ever thought about me that way?
Of course not, Burberry. You're ugly. And besides, I love you. Except sometimes I wonder if you're only just a child.
Just a child? Why, I'm a woman, I bet.
Well, we'll talk about it in the morning. I am tired.
Gary?
Yeah?
If I have to do this to keep you from leaving me, all right, take me.
I had known Gary Brewster and Barbara Blake ever since they were very short. I had been their family doctor. Imagine my surprise when they walked into my office 2 months later in a very agitated state.
Hello, doctor.
Hello, doctor.
Well, Barbara and Gary, to what do I owe this suspected X-Prize?
Well, Doctor, here's what happened. We... the stove, and that's the whole story.
Well, I won't beat around your bush. You felt you were old enough to do what you did, so you're old enough to face the consequences. Was it fun?
No, not really.
We lost respect for each other.
Yep.
Well, what I have to tell you won't be easy. You both have venereal disease and will have to undergo painful treatment. And I must warn you that you may die.
Oh.
And even if you don't, you could live like lepers the rest of your life.
Thank you, Doctor.
I didn't know that.
I wish I had.
I hope what you have just seen has made you a smarter, more frightened person. Venereal disease is no joke, because it is not a laughing matter. To prove my point, you'll notice on my desk a large pickle jar, inside of which floats the remains of a 14-year-old girl who contracted venereal disease and shriveled away to the dead form on my desk. Look at it, boys and girls. Don't close your eyes. And remember, it is a stronger person who can say no to temptation than the one who says yes to temptation.
More on music!
Okay, we hope you were all paying attention to that public service announcement. We know that many of our listeners are college students who are prone to sexy time activities and it's all about prevention of stuff.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That reminds me. I have soccer news coming up. Oh no, I don't. Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah,
no, I don't.
There are a couple of news.
Okay. Okay. We'll talk soccer maybe. And after... Wait, what? Okay, Sebastian's found a rarity here. It's a Michael Jackson and Eric Clapton performing together.
Yes, what is the name of this song?
Billy Cocaine.
Yeah, so Billy Cocaine, it's a hidden gem of it's a hidden collaboration between Michael Jackson and Eric Clapton from back in the day.
I don't know why this hasn't popped up before. It's very rare, but I guess it's just some recent, I'll give it a try.
If you want.
Okay, that came to an end abruptly anyway.
So, Jay, what do you... I know you have quite a taste in music, so what do you think about this mashup?
That reminds me of the concert that I went to in Merryworth. Merryworth, that's a newspaper comic.
Merryweather Pavilion?
Yeah, Merryweather Post Pavilion, but I said Merryworth because I used to read comics. Newspaper comics when I was a kid, and there's a soap opera comic called Merryworth. And I didn't read it. It was sort of a woman's soap opera, but my eyeballs would pass over the names of the comics and I would see Merryworth. So instead of Merryweather Post Pavilion, I said Merryworth.
So, Jay, now that you mentioned this, like, what kind of comics you would read as a kid?
Well, let's see. Doonesbury, Peanuts, Nancy, stuff like that.
Did you read Archie?
Archie wasn't a newspaper comic. You had to go to the store and buy comic books. I wasn't an Archie fan.
Oh. So you read them on the newspaper or you bought the books?
Well, I would get the daily newspaper and they would be in there.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's interesting.
Yes. Merryweather Post Pavilion. Okay, so 1986, I went to see Eric Clapton at Merryweather Post Pavilion. He was terrible. Yeah. Well, you know, he can't sing. And he's singing the songs and strumming his guitar.
But what do you mean he cannot sing? Like, at the moment, he could not sing? Or he literally...
He could never sing.
Oh, okay.
So... we all appreciate the old, you know, his heyday was when he was playing with Cream. And he would just play guitar and Jack Bruce would do the singing.
Oh, okay.
So Jack Bruce, the I was trying to say bass player.
The bass player.
You know what? I don't like driving much. And then I start watching all these police videos you know, if you get stopped for a traffic violation, the policeman tries to talk to you to see if you're slurring your words or getting all tongue-tied like I do. So
okay.
I would be stepping out of the car and performing the sobriety test because it's the way I talk naturally.
Oh, so the cop would think you were drunk.
Yeah, so...
Oh.
I would be put in handcuffs and taken to the police station and get a blood test, and it would be 0.0 because I don't drink.
Yeah, like, I think they have, like, those things where you blew and they kind of measure the level of alcohol in your blood.
Yeah, they got portable ones, and I was never asked to, Wait a minute, the last time I got a traffic ticket was like... Well, I don't drive much these days. But the last time I got a traffic ticket, I think, may have been about 20 years ago. And it was just a warning.
Oh.
To say I was going 5 miles over the speed limit. I'm a slowpoke driver, so I don't get tickets.
So you have a perfect record?
No. I forgot all about speed camera tickets. I get those all the time.
Oh, a speed camera?
Yeah.
But you said you're like a slowpoke. Like, how are you?
I am a slowpoke, but everybody else remembers where the speed cameras are, and go from normal speed to slow speed when they pass by the camera. So the cameras are so notorious that you have to be a super duper slowpoke to go by the camera and not get a ticket.
Oh.
But the people who go on the route regularly know where the cameras are.
So you don't know where the cameras are and. You get a ticket.
Well, the last time I got a ticket was in Southern Prince George's County, and I was outside my normal territory.
Oh.
And I got tickets on Cherry Hill Road when there was a speed camera there. I don't know if it's still there.
I don't know. Like, do you speed when there is a speed camera in front of you?
Well,
like, do you feel the urgency to speed?
No, I'm going... I'm going slower than the other cars. But the other cars go super slow when they get near the camera and then speed up.
So
when they pass the camera, because they all know where the cameras are, and I forget that there's a camera there.
So the other cars go slower than you, and it looks like you are going fast.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Do you have like?
But I haven't gotten any speed camera tickets in a long time.
Hopefully.
But I used to get a lot of them on Cherry Hill Road, and also on Route 1 in College Park. I've gotten a bunch.
On Cherry Road Hill?
Cherry Hill Road. You know that when you get up there near the Beltway and you start driving towards White Oak, where Dark Cars is? I'll show you on the map.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, you don't...
I don't drive at all.
Okay.
And I have my sense of direction is not the best, to be honest.
Okay. I was starting to talk about Eric Clapton. So I went to see him in 1986. He was terrible. But the opening act was amazing, and a real treat, and a well-regarded, worshipped, old-timey blues artist, Muddy Waters, doing the old-timey blues with songs including Manish Boy, and he was great. So the opening act was great. Eric Clapton was terrible. The audience was terrible because... You know, they're all excited about Eric Clapton, and then when he played his big hit, Cocaine, they all got jumped up and excited and yelled out Cocaine because they all love Cocaine, but the song Cocaine, you know, it's an anti-drug song.
Yeah.
But 99% of the people in the audience didn't know it was an anti-drug song because they were all jumping up and waving their arms and stuff because they love Cocaine. That was a very popular drug in the 1980s.
So they were pretty much high. The audience. Most of the audience.
Well, I don't know if they were or not, but they were expressing their appreciation for the drug.
I mean, if they express appreciation for a drug...
Doing the anti-drug song.
Yeah, you should be kind of high.
The song says, don't do cocaine...
Or really,
but they
drunk.
Were all celebrating their drug.
So, I mean, that's a nice story. And, you know, like, sometimes when people say, like, this guy in this concert was really bad, it's usually because they were late, they were drunk, they forgot the lyrics, they pretty much don't care. But I guess Clapton wasn't like that.
I don't know if it was terrible. It was just forgettable and uninteresting. He was playing... You know, his later songs, and the songs that I like the best are the old songs from Cream.
I mean, it always happens.
And Blind Faith. And
so
it's like, play your old songs. No, I gotta play these new songs. Boo.
I mean, you have to do that when you are in a concert. Like, usually they do that after they release an album, and you know they're going to play their new stuff. So.
Yeah, well,
and you have to wait until the end so they play their classics.
Yeah. Well, that was that. Okay, where were we?
So
how did we get to that? Where are you? What are you doing?
This is Michael Jackson, Eric Clapton, Billy Cocaine.
Okay.
So do you want to play something after this one, or should I?
Yes, I do, but I forgot what. Oh, I have Bob Dylan lined up. Looks like Tom Thumb Blues. Just like Tom Thumb Blues from the album Highway 61 Revisited, Bob Dylan. And that'll give me time to think of what to do next. Or you to think of what to do. Who,
yes.
You are. Okay, go.
Lost in the rain in Juarez when it's Easter time too, and your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Avenue. They got some hungry women there, and they really make a mess out of you. Now if you see St. Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in a knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, my doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. You're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmailed a sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up Angel, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first, but left looking just like a ghost. Soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the game got rough. But the joke was on me, there was nobody even there to bluff. I'm going back to New York City, I do believe I've had.
Oftentimes his sail was set in search of land. His life out solely by him, and was guided by the tide. Heroine was easy white, she beckoned like some savior bright. Shipwrecked sailors in the night were bid welcome to her side. Search must surely cease the irresistible white fleece-led hero in search of the peace which she alone could offer. Thus he knelt before her feet, wary lest their eyes should meet. He knew his life was incomplete, for he had yet to suffer.
We left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh, my God. Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Yeah. TV Nicks, the distinctive voice of Fleetwood Mac. Her style is unforgettable. Her lyrics, unintelligible. TV's back with all your favorite hits on one big album. It's Stevie Nicks. What the hell is she saying? Yes, all her classics are here. You'll get me, Henry, and the incomparable... digitally remumbled for stereo inaudibility. This is Stevie Nicks at her most nebulous. Stevie Nicks, what the hell is she saying? Available now on Incoherent Records and Tapes.
When it's calling me back
Bye.
you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long. I know you really, really did, babe. I think you shook me, baby. You shook me all night long.
Oh, Que nunca me exige, porque es fiel a mí, sin pedirme nada. Yo quiero con este mi canto realzar su nobleza, lo digo de corazón y en su presencia, porque en aquellos momentos más críticos de mi vida, él ha sido mi esperanza como Dios, él es mi guía. Siempre